Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Cleaning Nation, good to be with you today. I'm so excited about today's topic. Which comes first, the cleaners or the cleaning? It is the great chicken and the egg, right? I need cleaning jobs, but I don't have any cleaners and I don't want to do the cleaning myself. Or I'm afraid I won't be able to do it. Or I've got, my cleaners are strapped and there's just too much work and I don't have enough people as it is. And I got to be out there. I can't possibly take on new clients. How do we grow when we're stuck with a chicken and the egg? Dusty Garside Barnecki on the call. Good to have you, sister. Let's jump in. The problem is, Rohan says the chicken. Well said, sir. The problem is you never seem to have enough cleaners, but your hiring process oftentimes makes you miserable and you don't want to do it. And you do it as little as possible. And, it's such a bad process. You stay away from it and kind of keep away. Hey, we've got Jessica, Cecilia, we've got some next level people on here. Good to see you ladies. All right. The problem is that this will cost not just your business and your ability to grow, but it will absolutely cost your life force, energy, desire to be in business, suck the passion and life right out of you. This is a recipe for living in constant fear of your cleaners, never being able to bid confidently, right? If half of you is like, I don't even know if I can get this done, or it's really hard to go out and confidently say, I'm the best solution for you and your problem. When in your mind, you're like, I don't know how I'm going to staff this thing. Am I going to have to clean it? I don't know that I'm, my cleaners are going to kill me. There's already too much work, blah, 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 blah. It just makes you in a situation where you're begging for work, begging for people to do the work. And that constant fear of, am I going to end up back in the field? Which we know is not where we need to be. Mark White from St. Louis in the house. Erica, stay clean, stay healthy. Good to have you, sister. Let's jump in to how we're going to fix this out. So as always, the problem is almost, hey, RB Tree said, I finally made it to a live broadcast. Glad to have you, my friend. So the truth is, as always, it is, John says, imposter syndrome. Well said. That's a writer down. Donna, good to have you. The truth is, it comes to your beliefs, right? Obviously, we teach you what to do and how to do it in systems and processes, but if your beliefs are wrong, you're going to kind of make decisions based on those false beliefs that are going to absolutely kill you. Jessica Faye Arnold says, I need this one. Absolutely. Hey, Sean, good to see you. One of our coaches. I was just on the phone with him early. Actually, by the way, if you ever get a chance to talk with Coach Sean, ask him why, call him Lermish and ask him why. That'll be a fun opportunity for you. All right. So let's get into the beliefs that are killing you. And once we get the beliefs fixed, it's a lot easier to make the systems and processes work that you need to. So the first big underlying belief that is just going to absolutely eat your lunch is the belief that John says, CPM, Clean Profit Method, solved this for me. Thanks, Mike. Honored to be able to help you, John. So the false belief is I only hire cleaners when I need them. That is going to absolutely eat your lunch. And there's a lot of realities of why that's going to be. The reality is you always need cleaners. Certainly if you're a fast growing cleaning company, even if you're a slow growing cleaning company, even if your cleaning company is stuck and wants to grow, the first and foremost thing you need to know is that you have the ability to sell, right? I had a car dealership for some years, terrible business, by the way, don't jump, don't ever try it. Cecilia says Lernish, it's Lermish, L-R-M-S-H. And again, you got to jump on with Sean to figure out why that is. And I actually prefer calling him Lermish or Mr. Lermish if the occasion calls for it. So yes, that belief of I should only hire cleaners when I need them is crazy. If you are stuck and you want to grow forward, you need to have inventory, right? When I had my car dealership, one of the big stresses I had was getting cars. If we don't have anything to sell, we can't do anything, right? And it's hard to create good advertising or to really help people when you don't have inventory. So our inventory isn't cars, thank God, because they break down, they're expensive, and they're terrible. Hey, Sherry, Denise, Lou, everybody's on. Ashley, good to see you, sister. So cleaners are our inventory. And it is in the car dealership, in the car business, if I just went out and bought cars when I thought I needed them, so do I wait till my lot is out of cars or till it's down to three cars, right? I need lots and lots of inventory. As owners of cleaning companies, we need lots and lots of inventory as well. Certainly, if we're fast growing, you know you need it. If you're slow growing, but you want to be fast growing, you absolutely need inventory, which is cleaners. And there's a lot of reasons otherwise. They quit in bunches, by the way. Hey, Veronica, good to see you, sister. One of our faithful listeners. Cleaners quit in bunches, right? And we always act surprised every time. We're like, oh my God, I talk to cleaners, sometimes they'll come into our system once they've gotten fired or things have gone terrible. They'll come and be like, but you don't understand, Mike, I have like four people quit in a week. And they're always surprised. And I always go, when's the last time someone quit? And they're like, it's been 4 months. And I go, great. How many people quit? And they're like, I think about it, two or three quit. So the reality is we treat it like it's a surprise every time that they quit in bunches, but they quit in bunches, right? So it's hard to hire in bunches if you don't have systems, right? We talk about if you need three cleaners right now, what's step one? Well, step one is to start hiring cleaners about 3 weeks ago. The problem is, since we don't get a 3 week notice, 3 weeks ago is now, right? Because you're like, oh, all my people are locked and they're good. We'll see. Maybe the best time is to start hiring now when you don't need them. Also, God forbid you get a new job, right? That's going to take new cleaners. And here's the other tricky one. If we're honest, and we can all raise our hands because I can't see. Hey, one of our millionaire masterminds, Daisy Ewing in the house. Good to see you. She said she hasn't seen me live since Tuesday, which has been 48 hours. I know, sister, it's too long. We go through withdrawals when I'm away from my millionaire masterminds too long. Also, if we're honest, and again, we're all kind of virtual here, so you can be honest with yourself. There's probably someone, if you've got a team of more than two or three or four, there's probably someone on your team that you know you should fire or isn't an A player or is barely holding their weight. And if you don't have a steady stream of new cleaners coming in, they're in charge. They know, they can feel it. You don't ever have to tell them, but they can smell it on you that you need them desperately and they don't need you at all. They can go get another crappy $10 an hour job tomorrow. You do not have a system or process in place to go get another crappy $10 an hour cleaner tomorrow. Therefore, they come and go when they want, they act how they want, and the inmates run the asylum and they hold you hostage and it sucks. Okay, so that's a lot of the reasons, not all of the reasons, but many of the reasons we need to be constantly hiring cleaners because we always need cleaners. That's how you grow. Here's another belief that we have that is absolutely going to kill you from the first belief, right? Part of the reason we only hire cleaners when we quote unquote feel that we need them is because it's such a huge pain. We have systems and people go, I don't have a hiring system. You do. It's just a terrible system. And you're like, I don't hire just friends and family. Okay, that's a system, right? If someone wanders into my universe and I feel comfortable enough to ask them to come clean, that's my system, right? That's a terrible system. It's still a system, but it's a system. So most people, either I don't trust strangers, I don't want to hire people I know, but obviously that's not scalable, or I can't get enough good applicants, that's a hiring ad issue, or the other side, I put an ad out, I get 100 applicants, I don't have any systems to wade through them, I got to do all these interviews and chase them all down. That's a system issue. These are all systems. So the reality is, if you shudder at the thought of even hiring all the time because your system sucks, we just upgrade the system, right? What most people do is, okay, I just won't clean, I just won't grow, or I just won't hire and I just won't grow. Crazy talk. The right answer is to upgrade the system. Daisy says, hired five in the last 2 weeks and started doing work interview two this week. One didn't pass, starting the other three in a week and a half, no longer chasing employees. Daisy and Dylan, if you ever get a chance to, they don't have a cool nickname like Lermish / Sean, but they're very bright. So definitely reach out to them. Our Millionaire Mastermind people, so proud of those guys and gals, constantly traveling the world. Well, when we're non-COVID, they're traveling. All right. That said, I think a lot of that comes into that just fear of like, I've got to wade through dozens and dozens of applicants, of garbage applicants to get anyone good. And even then I got to chase them and I can't tell. It's just so much work. And the reality is you need a system that wades through all these people for you. So you or someone on your team, keep that in mind, this doesn't have to be you. This is or someone on your team can handle this process. And it's just a couple hours a week, right? What we do is we kind of feast or famine. We go, well, I don't need any employees, so I'm just not gonna do anything. You might be able to go weeks or maybe even months if you're stuck and you're not growing without hiring anybody. And then when somebody quits or as they quit in bunches, then all of a sudden it's an emergency and it's like a 40-hour thing and you hate it and you just do the bare minimum and you hire people that you get into warm body syndrome where you know this guy or this gal is not a right fit, but they're sitting across from me. They're saying they'll show up. So we take them, and then we kind of get out of extreme emergency where there's nobody to terrible emergency where we've got barely enough and they're working too much and they complain and they're not even the right people. But the process was so painful, we stopped hiring. And that is just a nasty cycle. One of my favorite things to help people get out of where it's just automated, where as opposed to 0 hours, 0 hours, 0 hours, 0 hours, 60 hours, 60 hours, 0, 0, 0, we move into just, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 hours, 4 at the most for you or someone on your team every week, right? So we got to move from feast or famine to constantly just eating small meals, right? When I had my car dealership, myself or a buyer would go to the auction 2-3 times a week, right? And that's just, could you imagine if the pressure I would have had to go to the auction and I needed 100 cars that day, I'd have to pay way too much, right? It just wouldn't work. And that's where you put yourselves in the situation of, if you want to hire someone or a bunch of people, or if you want to take on a new account or a couple new accounts, or people quit, you're just stuck, right? You need 2 people today. That's the worst place. And then you hate hiring, so you don't hire, which compounds the problem of now I need a bunch of people. So it's just a nasty, nasty cycle. My favorite thing, or our team, our favorite thing here at the Grow My Clean Company team, is getting people out of that. And then we also, what happens is, an unintended consequence of not having a hiring system and not really be able to get the right people in, is we get inoculated to our people taking advantage of us, right? Well, a lot of times when I talk to you guys one-on-one or in our elite, when I used to do one-on-one calls or in our elite, in our group meetings, I hear people kind of getting beat down. Like, well, you know, they said they couldn't show up, or they didn't want to wear their uniform because, or they're always late and it's okay. But we get to the point where, or I drive them, I have to pick them at their house. And like, we make all these exceptions for our people because we're so used to having to beg for talent. And anyone that just shows up half the time, we treat them like they're irreplaceable and magic. And again, it's a systems problem, not a people problem, right? We make up these beliefs like, oh, no one in my area wants to work, or people are just lazy. And the reality is, the system that you have is not getting any of the good employees to come and attracting only the people that don't want to work, right? Sean said it perfect. It's the worst when you have to jump into a cold start for hiring when you need people now. Again, the magic is, if you need people today, you start hiring 3 weeks ago, and you do it by system. That's the other thing. If we can hire somebody, but we don't know how to do it, it's not repeatable or scalable or dependable, that's a very vulnerable spot, and it really makes life difficult. Another belief that we get into, and hopefully most of you guys and gals are out of there, and feel free to put in the chat, how many of you guys are cleaning versus how many of you are completely out of the field? So give me never cleaning, you're completely out, you haven't cleaned in at least 6 months or more, rarely cleaning, or kind of all in the field. Let me know where you're at in the chat, just so I know what's going on. And then if you listen to the broadcast, feel free to reach out to us on Facebook or in our group and let us know where you're at in that spectrum. But this belief that, well, if I have to clean, it's okay, right? If someone doesn't show up, or I don't have enough people, or I gotta, you know, 3-4 times a week, or 1 or 2 times a week, or even 2 or 3 times a month, I've got to, Donna's cleaning, you are in the right spot, sister. I get pulled back into cleaning. We kind of think it's okay, right? I almost wish if I could get every person, Paul says he's completely in the field. I can completely, Ralph and Gina spraying. Ralph, so help me. He's one of our next level people, and he's got a delightful business. Do not make me yell at you. Daisy gives the right answer. Never. That's that girl, my millionaire mastermind. We get this belief of you cleaning is okay. And even the truth of the matter is, Jessica's in and out, like the burger. Ugh, that's the worst. Did you think you're out? And then you lose people and you're back in. That is absolutely the worst, Jessica. I feel your pain. I have been there. It sucks. The problem is, cleaning is the worst. But even the threat of you cleaning is going to stunt your company's growth. And feel free to also in the chat comment if Ashley says she's clean. Ashley Marie, not Ashley Wavery. if you are... or not Ashley and Avery, if you are worried that you might have to clean, it's really hard for you to get new customers, right? Because in the back of your mind, you're like, I'm going to be out here cleaning and I don't want to do it. I'm already cleaning too much. So there's different levels. You cleaning all the time means nobody's running your company. It means effectively you don't have a company, you have a job, right? And a lot of times people think they make more. Believe it or not, I've talked to enough of you guys, and we do the math in terms of, I'm working 80 hours a week and I'm making $3,000 a month or whatever. My wife's working. And Jessica says, ugh, that's why. That's, yeah, I can't wait to be out of the field. If Denise says, that's me. If one of the coaches, reach out to Jessica and give her some love, because we absolutely need to get this woman out of the field. Okay. Yes. So there's three levels. If you're completely cleaning, you don't have a business, you have a job. Typically I've done the math with people and I've seen people making $2 and $3 and $4 an hour. Literally they're making less because they have to do the cleaning and then they have to do the business owning on top of it. And they have to do the collections and they have to do the rent. They have to do everything. And I found most of the time, if you have this business that you think you have and you're doing all the cleaning, you could probably make more money cleaning for Merry Maids, right? If you just got a job cleaning for someone else. And I know for all many of you guys on here, like, no, I'm an entrepreneur. I could never. I get it. I'm not saying to get a job. I'm saying stop tolerating having to clean, right? So if you're in the field all the time, you don't have a business, you have a job. If you're in the field some of the time, like all the time, but you have employees, right? That's the next level. You still have a job. You might make a little more. Maybe instead of $2 an hour, you can make $12 an hour if you figure out all the time. And I'm not just talking hourly cleaning, right? You're like, oh, I did the math, how much I clean versus how much I make. It's all the time. Driving, being on these Facebook lives, doing rags, getting customers, billing, collecting money, going to the bank, buying uniforms, paying your insurance, like all the crap that you have to do. If you count all that, it's not that much. So the worst is if you're doing all the cleaning, you have no business. Absolutely, we need to get you some systems right away. Second, if you do some cleaning, you have some helpers, you can make a little less money, but it's still really a job. It's a glorified job, but you still have a job. You can make a little bit more money. Yeah, Chantel says, I'm cleaning daily and I have employees. That's where Chantel's at. We need to move you as quickly as possible into the I'm rarely cleaning, right? Only in case of emergency. That's the first part where you actually have a business, right? Ashley Wavery says, cleaning, we just bought our first employee back on board. Yeah, right. Atta girl. Started beginning June 1st. Screw that noise. We're in the middle of May. We need someone before that. Ashley, she says, thanks to you and your team. It's been a roller coaster lately, but you guys help keep me sane. Ashley's one of our brand new, just jumped to the next level with her husband, Avery. They're both so sweet. Okay. So we want to move as quickly as Paul says, have a coach call me as well. All right. I think Sean's busy. We'll have Lou hook him up. Yeah. Ashley Wavery is Waverly. I keep calling her Wavery, is a rock star. Okay. So we want to get everybody that's not there yet as quickly as possible. I've seen the most emojis I've ever seen. We got hearts, we got cry faces, we got single tear, we got angry faces. This is bringing a lot of emotions out of Cleaning Nation. Chantel says, I want out. My hands are killing me. Chantel, that breaks my heart. Honest to goodness. Somebody reach out. One of the coaches reach out to Chantel and give her some love, because that is not what you were put on this earth to do. And when it starts taking a toll on your physical body, your hands, your feet, your back, your energy, it is time to make a change. So the next thing is, so we want to get everybody as quickly as possible to the stage of I'm completely out of cleaning on a daily basis. I might clean in an emergency 2, 3, 4 times a month tops. Even that's frustrating, but at least now you have a real business and we have a foundation we can grow from. So if you're not at that stage, and we want to get you out of like, well, I never clean, never, ever, ever. I'm completely a business owner. But if we can just move you from I'm rarely in the field, we can really start building a business. That's when you have that. So the good news is once you have an automated hiring system, you can focus 100% of your time on building the culture, building a team, creating systems for client attraction, for employee attractions, being an owner, not a cleaner or a wrangler of cleaners or a washer of rags or any of this garbage. So it breaks my, Ralph says, last 2 months, Saturday only, COVID-19. One of our next level guys, hoping I won't yell at him. All right, well, we'll let that slide, Ralph, only because you're serving people who probably desperately need it and giving service. So the beautiful thing is once you can get out of this forever, you can, because again, no one got into that. I shouldn't say no one. Very few of you guys got in this to clean. And if you did, within 6 months, you were like, this isn't what I want. So everyone that really has this business, you've been given this entrepreneurial gift, right? And I get passionate about this because I've got this, right? I'm 46. I haven't had a job since I was 22, 21, 23, somewhere in there. I bought my first business, a Service Master commercial cleaning franchise. And I just couldn't imagine working for somebody, not having the entrepreneurial bent. And I know so many of you guys have that. And you're just like, I can't go back to cleaning, or I can't go back to work, right? And you would rather clean 50 hours a week, work on your business 30 hours a week and starve, because you know that you were supposed to be, this is what you were put on this earth to do. So I'm not telling you to give up on your dream. I am saying we've got to create some systems and processes that get you out of the field forever. You were not put on this earth. I promise, if you have the entrepreneurial fire, you were created to do something better and bigger, and this is your opportunity. So first and foremost, understand the beauty of this is once you get this hiring system down, really the only other system is client attractions. And you have time to work on your client attraction system because you're not in the field. Obviously, we have to account for the money, but that's a little easier of a system to set up. So All right. Well, I don't want to go too over on time. If that's you and you're like, holy heck, I need, I'm not need, I yeah, need, not want, not interested in, not I'd like to, not I'd look into, not I'm mildly kind of thinking maybe. If you need to get out of the field, you are committed to do what it takes to move from having a job that frankly sucks, a cleaning job's not ideal, and you're like, I am all in committed to get out of the field, automate a hiring process. That is what we do all day, every day, that every one of us, we've got such an amazing team of coaches. And I hate to say nice things about them when they're on because they're gonna want more money, but it's the truth. They could probably do other things and they have done other things. They've been very successful in their own businesses. They're on this team because we desperately love to help owners of cleaning companies or people that work for their own cleaning companies cleaning transition into owning. If you would like us to help you, grab you can grab a 15-minute call, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Nothing for sale on the call. We just want to help you get clear on where you're at, where you want to be, help you. Yeah. And Sean's like, more money. Lermish. That wasn't Sean. That was Lermish demanding more money. Daisy says, we started a business, not a job. So if it feels like a job, not a business, it's time to go to that next level. So, and yeah, Daisy is, I'll share just a little bit of their story because I know they said it's okay. Yeah, when they came, it was really the type of client they had was running them ragged, and they were working. They're very seasonal. So they were like, all in for, I don't know how many months it was, half the year during the up season. They made good money, but they were working 100 hours a week, had no life. And then when things were down, they had all the time in the world, but they kind of had to like not run out of the money that they'd made during the whatever. And it was just up and down, wasn't scalable. And they're such bright people, and to see them kind of stuck there was heartbreaking. And now to see them, they've got good employees, they don't do any cleaning, they've got systems, they travel all the time, and it's awesome. And as, and just so you guys know why I'm here, watching you guys go from cleaners to owners to real entrepreneurs that can grow and could do anything they wanted is my favorite thing. So if you would like our help doing that, I would love our team. We would be honored to help walk you through, at least get some clarity to start. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We will jump on. We will serve at any level that we can. Chantel, Paul, all of you guys, everybody on the call here, really appreciate you. We'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.